Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we experience life, all of the dynamics within it remind us of how much we need you. Lord, we thank you for the good times. Thank you for the pleasant experiences. Thank you, O God, for the moments of laughter. Thank you, O God, for the small glimpses of glory that we experience here on earth. And, O God, thank you for the bad times, because they expose to us how good you are, how faithful you have been, how loving, O God, you continue to be. And we absolutely could not make it without you. So we thank you, O God, for the totality of this experience here on planet Earth. And Father, we say to you that we need your help down here, oh God. We are fatigued with looking to humanity for betterment. We are fatigued and frustrated, oh God, with looking to humanity for answers. Often, oh God, greed gets in the way. Other agendas get in the way. And our situation, Father, either doesn't change or it gets worse. So, oh God, we realize that our only help and hope is you. And we're asking for your divine assistance and interference into the affairs of our lives. And, oh God, I thank you for this person, and I pray for them now, that whatever time this prayer catches up to them, whatever process of life they're in, whatever, wherever they are in their schedules and itineraries and commitments to keep, I ask right now that you'd give them the calm assurance that you know what no one else knows, and you know how they feel, and that you are right there with them as you promised never to leave nor to forsake. Oh God, I just lift this person up to you now. And as, oh God, they go about their day to day, may they feel your presence and know that you're there. And Father, may their understanding of who you are, may their biblical knowledge of who you are, oh God, be amplified even the more into their spirit, bringing them peace that surpasses all understanding and surpasses all confusion and surpasses all discouragement and despondency. Father, I just ask for you to draw close to this person today. Oh God, I lift them up to you now, not only them, but their families. I pray, God, that wherever they are lacking, that you would make them whole. Wherever, Father, there is a deficit, I'm asking, God, for you to make the difference. Bless this person today. Oh God, I'm asking that you bless them today. We need you down here. This person needs you, and I'm asking you to bless them today. Bless them, oh God, right now. Right now, oh God. Shut the enemy down. Shut the devil down, oh God, for your glory. And for this person's good, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Concerned about you, though I'm not worried, because I know that God is in full control. But there are so many things that can happen in this world from day to day. And I can only fathom what your circumstance may be, but just know that I'm praying for you and praying with you. You just keep the faith and keep pushing, keep pressing. And know that this will all be over after a while. And if your after a while does not have Jesus in it, you're in trouble. But if you accept him as your Lord and Savior today, this very moment, your after while will be better than you could ever imagine and more than you've ever experienced on planet Earth. And the way that you access the type of bliss that I'm speaking of is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But it begins with you acknowledging that you need him, that there's no other way for you to get to heaven and no other behavior that you can have that can get you entrance or entry into heaven. So it begins with you acknowledging that you need him, that you believe that he is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then if you believe it, then all you have to do then is to confess it. And if you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, the Bible says you shall be saved. I'd love to hear from you or to hear of you. Either would be great for me. And before we let this meditative moment slip into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind to think of who may need it, who may benefit from it? Spread the love and send it to them. You may make their day, you may make their eternity. But just go that extra step and just send it to them. Be a blessing to them. And until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care. And bye-bye.